بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه قد شغفها حبا إنا لنراها في ضلال مبين. فلما سمعت بمكرهن أرسلت إليهن وأعتدت لهن متكئا وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهم. فلما رأينه أكبرنه وقطعن أيديهن وقلن حاش لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم. قالت فذلكن الذي لمتنني فيه ولقد راودته عن نفسه فاستعصم ولئن لم يفعل ما آمره ليسجنن وليكونا من الصاغرين. قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن أصب إليهن وأكن من الجاهلين. فاستجاب له ربه فصرف عنه كيدهن إنه هو السميع العليم. ثم بدا لهم من بعد ما رأوا الآيات ليسجننه حتى حين. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the waqia where Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's innocence came before insan and the guilt of Zulaykha, that she was guilty and she intended doing that evil act, also came forward. Ulama ikram have written, respected elders, that great, great facade that took place in this dunya, if it is studied correctly, then we'll find that the instigator or the initial point behind that whole fitna was one woman. The very first murder that took place on this dunya was because of a woman. The two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Qabil and Habil, where twins were born at the same time, from one batan, one boy and one girl, whose nikah was haram. And the girl that was born previously or later, the nikah was performed with that girl. It so happened that the girl that came in the nikah of Qabil was not as beautiful as the one that came in the nikah of Habil, which he could not withstand. فَتَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ. His nafs invited him to murder in his brother. فَقَتَلَهُ. And he took the step and he beheaded him. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And then he started regretting. But because it was the first murder, so he didn't know how does he get rid of his brother's body. There was nothing as kafan and dafan prior to that. This was the first person that was murdered on the face of this earth. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبَحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْءَةَ أَخِيهِ. Allah sent one crow, and in front of Qabil he came and dug a hole, teaching Qabil how to get rid of his brother's body. قَالَ يَا وَيْلَتَا أَعْجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ. I done such an evil act that I am disgraced to such an extent that today I must learn from this crow. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ. He started regretting. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. That till the day of Qiyamah, how many billions of insan will be murdered, the guna of death will come on the son of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Till the day of Qiyamah. So likewise here, this woman was at fault, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was spark, he was innocent. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ امْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِي. Now the news went around that the princess intended satisfying herself with one slave. This is below her dignity. And different rumors started, people started speaking ill of her, people started disgracing her. This was the talk of the town. Did you heard what happened? Zulaykha wanted to satisfy herself with one slave, referring to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. قَدَ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا. Indeed, she loves him violently. She is intoxicated in Yusuf's love. She is infatuated over Yusuf. إِنَّا لَنَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. we see her in an open error. In other words, a woman of her caliber, a woman of her degree, to go for a slave like Yusuf. People started speaking about this. There was a big hoo-ha about it. And she was also informed about this, that this is what the people are speaking about you. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ When she heard of the accusations, which she could not withstand, it had become difficult for her to leave her palace. Uska jina haram kar diya. Arsalat ilayhinna wa a'tadat lahunna muttaka'a. She sent for those women, all the women of that place, and she prepared some meals. Wa a'tat kulla wahidatin minhunna sikina. The dastarkhan was laid out, different food, different varieties were laid out. And she gave every woman that attended this function one knife, sikina. And they were given some food stuff to cut. Many a times we hear it was an apple. It was some fruit that was given them to cut. Thereafter she commanded Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, قَالَ تِخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنْ Oh Yusuf, come forward. Yusuf alayhi salam, not realizing the ulterior motive of this woman, how cunning and how sly she was. Because it was the order of the princess, he surrendered and he came forward. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ They had the apple or whatever fruit is what, the fruit in the hand, the knife. And as they were cutting that apple, أَكْبَرْنَهُ And Yusuf comes forward in his jalal, in his jamal, in his rab, in his dabdaba. أَكْبَرْنَهُ Exalted. قَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنْ Because they were attracted by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, not realizing what they were doing, instead of cutting the apple, they went right through and they cut their hands off. وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا We can put our head on the block, this is never a human. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ This is a noble angel. Aray, my respected elders, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says, these people seen Yusuf and they cut their hands. By the qasam of Allah, if they're to see my beloved, they would cut their hearts. If they're to see my beloved, they would cut their hearts. أَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي O Nabi of Allah, more beautiful than you my eye has never seen. أَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ O Nabi of Allah, more beautiful than you, no woman has given birth to anyone. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ You have been created flawless. You have been created faultless and flawless above criticism. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ Is as though Allah created you in the way you wanted to be created. مَا إِن مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي وَلَكِن مَدَحْتُ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدِي I repeatedly mentioned this, respected elders, where this person wrote the poem on Nabiya Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praising Nabiya Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he writes in the end, I did not praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this poem of mine. I am not fortunate that I praise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not fortunate that I praised him. Fortunate am I that I have the honor of having Muhammad's name in my poem. That Allah makes Elan, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ O Nabi of Allah, we guarantee that you invite towards Jannat. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ We testify that your akhlaq is exalted. وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ And we testify that you are apostle from the apostles of Allah. If they had to see the beauty of my Nabi, they would cut their hearts. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, كُنْتُ خَادِمًا لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ 10 سِنِينَ I was the servant of Nabiya Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. And he narrates and he mentions, in the entire lapse of the 10 years, in the duration of the 10 years, not once did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimand me and tell me, Anas, why did you do this or why didn't you do this? In the duration of 10 years, my respected elders, we can understand and we can well imagine what must have been the tolerance of Nabiya Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Anas radiallahu anhu says, one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to do something. I told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la adhab, I won't go. I was a small boy. Wafi nafsi an adhab in mahat, I said, I'll go. The riwayat is in Mishkat Sharif. Anyway, I came out from there, I seen some children playing. So as a young boy, I got attracted and I stood there. And Nabi Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is waiting there. Imamul Anbiya, Ahmad Mujtaba, Muhammad Mustafa, Janabi Madani Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is waiting there. To inconvenience him is to inconvenience Allah. Thereafter Nabi Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. 1, 2, 3 hours are passing by, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Suddenly I felt someone's hand on my neck. قَدْ قَبَضَ بِقَفَايَ When I turned around, I seen it was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, Ya Unais, أَذَهَبْتَ حَيْثُ أَمَرْتُكَ Did you go where I told you? Oh Nabi of Allah, I'm going. I'm going, I'm on my way, I'm running. Small boy. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, I was walking with Nabiya Park sallallahu alayhi burdun najraniyun, and he had one shawl. One villager, one dihati, one Arabi came. فَجَبَدَهُ جَبْدَةً شَدِيدًا. He pulled the shawl, the Mubarak shawl of Nabiya Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in such a way that he swung Nabiya Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam around. And he says, حَتَّى نَظَرْتُ إِلَىٰ صَفْحَةِ عَاتِقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I actually seen the scar on the Mubarak neck of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when he pulled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so hard and so harsh, it actually made the scar on the Mubarak neck of Nabiya Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm looking at this man, I felt like slapping him. And then he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, murni min malillahi alladhi indak. Give me some wealth which Allah has given you. Sahaba ikram never ever addressed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying Muhammad. Inna alladhina yunadunaka min wara'i al-hujurat aktharuhum la ya'qilun. On one occasion Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting with the Sahaba ikram. Some villagers came, they didn't know in which tent Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting. So they came outside every room and they said Muhammad, 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 Muhammad. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, he would never, it comes in the hadith, man taqama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not take revenge in his entire lifespan because of himself. If anyone inconvenienced him, it was never that he took revenge. If he ever took revenge, it was to establish the orders of Allah. Allah revealed the verse that those people that address you by saying Muhammad, they are foolish and they are ignorant. One occasion, some sahaba came to the house of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had meals. The house of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not like us respected elders mentions. It was one, two small rooms. After they completed, the Azwaj Mutahharat that was sitting in one room, the wives of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are waiting for the sahaba to go so that they can come and also have meals and sit with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these sahaba, after they finished eat, they started speaking. Now Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pareshan. The wives are pareshan. And it was not of the quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ever reveal it to insan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is parishan, he's holding it inside, he doesn't know how to address this sahaba ikram. Allah revealed the verse, فَإِذَا طَعِمْتُمْ فَانْتَشِرُوا وَلَا مُسْتَأْنِسِينَ لِحَدِيثِ. When you eat, then move. إِنَّ ذَلِكُمْ كَانَ يُؤْذِي النَّبِيَّ. You are inconveniencing that Nabi, فَيَسْتَحْيِي مِنْكُمْ. He has haya in revealing it to you. So this was the haya of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, give me from the well that Allah has given you. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him, yadhaq, he smiled, and then he ordered sahaba ikram that give this man some wealth. He caused the scar on the Mubarak neck of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he's ordering for money, he's asking, he's demanding money. One sahabi, one person came to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had some sheep in a large number that covered the place between two mountains. He asked, O Nabi of Allah, give me some. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever sheep you see, you take it. The riwayat is in Muslim Sharif. He took that sheep. He could not believe it. It was beyond his comprehension. He went back to his people. He said, Ya qawm aslimu. O people, bring iman. For wallahi inna muhammadan layu'ati ata'an ma yakhafu al-faqr. That Nabi is giving, he's so generous. He doesn't fear poverty except iman. He'll give you everything. There's one riwayat that it was the practice of the slaves of Medina that every morning they used to bring the utensils. They used to fill it with water and they used to bring it to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to blow on it. And they used to desire that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must put his Mubarak finger also inside. The barakat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the narrator of the hadith mentions sometimes what used to happen. It was an ice cold morning. And it was after Fajr that these people used to come. With ice cold water. There was no geysers or anything. And hundreds of them used to come. And each one used to bring the utensil. And it's ice cold. And it's early in the morning. And the water is cold. One was that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathers all the water and he blows one time. He says Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to place his Mubarak finger in every one utensil and make dua for him in that ice cold water. Kanat amatum min ima'il Madina. There was one slave that was in Medina. Fi aqliha shay'un. That was mentally affected. It comes in the riwayat. She would come and grab Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand and she say, Muhammad, come follow me. I want to go here. I want to do this. Come with me. Wherever she took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went. This was the akhlaq of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Silman qata'at. The one that breaks relation with you. You join relations with him. U'fu amman dhalamak. The one that oppresses you. You forgive him. Ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk. The one that has bad relation, you have good relation with him. Khudaya Paak ki qasam, my respected elders, if the akhlaq of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam must come into the Muslims of today, Allah will break the doors of batil and blow the winds of hidayat. But today that akhlaq is in kitabs. That akhlaq is in kitabs. That is why our elders are saying we must come out in the path of Allah to bring about this very same akhlaq of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know the famous waqia of Majnu and Layla. That Majnu was infatuated over Layla. He used to pass by the streets of Layla and used to say, Amurru bi diyari diyari Layla, uqabbilu dhal jidari wa dhal jidari. That when I pass by the streets of Layla, sometimes I kiss this wall, sometimes I kiss that wall. Because this is the wall, this is the wall of that street in which my beloved stays. His father took him to the Kaaba one day, it's written in kitabs, and his father told him, now place your hands on the ghilaf. He placed his hands on the ghilaf, and his father say, told him, you say Ameen and I'll make dua. Said, Allahumma akhrij hubba layla an qalbi ibni. Ya Allah, you take out the love of layla from my son's heart. Said, oh Allah, reject the dua of my father. Ya Allah, reject the dua of my father. So much he loved layla. So one day the governor heard about this. So the governor summoned layla, that this layla must be a woman. That is something we cannot understand, we cannot fathom. So when layla came in the governor's court, then it's written in kitabs, if there's anything through which a person a person is disgraced, or it brings a defect in the person's beauty, everything was found in that woman. In other words, she was exceptionally ugly. Now he's more astonished. Majnu, I mean, if she was something attractive, it was understandable. The answer that he gave, my respected friends, wallah, it is an eye-opener for every one of us. He told that governor, you have seen Layla with your eyes. If you want to derive the pleasure that I see out of Layla, then look at Layla with the eyes of Majnu. Wallah, my respected elders, today we have seen Allah and Allah's Nabi and Sahaba Ikram with our eyes. If we will see Allah with the eyes of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, then it will become easy for us to see to tolerate the loss of 11 businesses to protect Iman. If we will see namaz with the eyes of Uthman radiallahu anhu, then it will become easy for us to complete the entire Quran in 2 rakat namaz. And if we will see Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the eyes of that sahabiya, then when the sahaba ikram were returning from one battle and it was told to her that your father has been martyred, she said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. She said, where's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It was told to her, your son has been martyred. She said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Where's the Nabi of Allah? It was told to her, your husband has been martyred. She said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And she kept on moving further and further. She said, until my eyes do not meet with the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I cannot rest. Kullu musibatin ba'daka jalalun. O Nabi of Allah, every calamity after your sight is no calamity. If you will see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with that eye, then we will understand the beauty of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Akhi Yusuf sabih wa ana malih. My brother Yusuf was sabih. My brother Yusuf was sabih. In other words, if someone seen him, immediately he'll be taken aback by his beauty. Wa ana malih, and I am such that if a man sees me immediately, he will not able to get that beauty of mine immediately until he does not sit in my company. And the closer he will come to me, the more Allah will open my beauty to him. My beauty will be opened to him gradually. And the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, suddenly a man will be taken back by. So when they seen Yusuf alayhi salam, they cut their hands. قَالَتْ فَذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِي. The idea of Zulaykha was just to get rid of that accusation. He says, now you see, when you were blaming me and you were accusing me, never mind me, sit and look at your own hands. You talking that I could not resist it, and I intended this evil act with one slave. Look at you, you cut your hands. And I'll have to admit, and I'll have to acknowledge the fact, وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. I was guilty, and I intended seducing and soliciting and persuading this young boy and this young lad to the evil act of zina. فَاسْتَعْسَمْ. But this person has the fear of Allah. He refused, he denied, where there was nothing there other than the fear of Allah. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, on the day of Qiyamah, on the horror, Allahu Akbar, when insan will be drowning in his sweat, one announcer will announce, Yunadi munadin falyakum ahlu sabr, that those people that had patience in this dunya, they must stand up. Billions of people will watch them. People will start envying them. Ya Allah, who is these people? Here we are drowning in decency, and one announcement has been made that they must stand up. فَيَقُومُ النَّاسُ مِنَ النَّاسِ. One group of people will stand up. It will be told to them, انْتَلِقُوا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. By just give way to them, there's no hisab, there's no reckoning, they must go and enjoy Jannah. They will start walking. فَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels will come in front of them. إلى أين؟ By where are you off to? Insan, there's a whole record here. Everyone has to give hisab here, and you are on your way to Jannah. They say, we are on our way to Jannah, إلى الجنة. قبل الحساب. Before reckoning. They will answer in the negative, لا حساب علينا. Are angels, are malaika. There's no hisab for us. That's the other makhluk, not us. Acha? Man antum, who are you people? We didn't hear about you. We were told that we have to take hisab of everyone in here. You people are telling us no hisab. نحن أهل الصبر. We are those people that exercise patience in this dunya. ماذا صبركم? What patience did you exercise that you got the ticket of Jannah and deliverance from the fire of Jahannam? صبرنا أنفسنا على طاعة الله. We exercise patience when it came to the orders of Allah. In the cold morning, we left the comfort of our homes. And we came out in the darkness of the morning. We made wudu in ice cold water, only and only to please Allah. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bashir al-Mashayeen fi dhulmi ila al-Masajid, bin nur al-Tami yawm al-Qiyamah. Those people who frequent the masjid in the hours of darkness, let them know Allah Jalla Jalaluhu amma nawaluhu will give them perfect light on the day of Qiyamah. We tolerated the separation of our wives and we went out in the path of Allah. Litakuna kalimatullahi al-ulya, to establish the order of Allah. Sabbarna anfusana ala ta'ati Allah. صبرناها عن معصية الله. When it came to the disobedience of Allah, we made sabr. We were invited to such transactions in which there was net profit of thousands of rands, but because it involved interest, we lifted our hands because we said, إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا. Those who eat interest, let them know they are falling in their bellies the fire of Jahannam. When it came to the fear of Allah, we lifted our hands. We refused some such jobs. When we were invited to such actions, we lowered our gaze. In the month of Ramadan, when it was extremely hot and we were extremely thirsty and hungry and water and food was in front of us, but out of the amr of Allah, we remain thirsty and we remain hungry. Allahu Akbar. Because of that, Allah will reward us. That is why it comes in the riwayat. When one servant is in a barren land and it is the time of salah and he calls out the adhan and then he performs namaz, out of the fear of Allah, yubahi Allahu malaikatahu, Allah starts boasting to his angels. Allah tells his angels, layanzil sab'una alfa malikin wali yusallu وراءه, that 70,000 angels must descend and read namaz behind this person. So I must admit that this person had the fear of Allah. He abstained from this act. وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونَ مِّنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. And O Yusuf, if you will not stop this evil act, I will jail you and I will disgrace you and I will belittle you. She threatened him. Allahu Akbar. قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إلي. يا الله, I have an option. One is to violate your order, and if not, oh Allah, I will be jailed. And the ball is in my court. Oh Allah, I'm clarifying the matter. Let it be known to you, oh my Allah, that jail is more beloved to me than violating one order of yours. آسمان اور زمین کا نظام درہم برہم ہو جائے لیکن تیرا امر پورا ہو کے رہے گا او اللہ. Khudai Paki Qasam, my respected elders, if this one statement of Yusuf alayhi salam you and I adopt today, then Allah will give us izzat in this dunya, qabr and akhirat. That come what may, if it means we must lose our jobs, if it means we must lose our businesses, if it means less profit, if it means we must tolerate the separation of our near and dear ones, only and only for the pleasure of Allah, to establish the orders of Allah, you'll see how Allah will give us honor in this dunya, qabr and akhirat. Ya Allah, this jail is more beloved to me than that action that this woman is inviting to me. And Mufassireen are unanimous that the minimum figure Yusuf alayhi salam stayed in the jail was 12 years, respected elders. 12 years. If a man is guilty, a criminal, for him to stay 12 years is so difficult. You're an innocent man, respected elders. Only to protect himself from the disobedience of Allah, he is staying 12 years there. How happy Allah must be getting. That look at my banda, only to establish one order of mine, he's undergoing difficulties. He's away from his father. His father is gone blind. He's away from his near and dear ones, only to establish my order. What will Allah give him in Jannah, respected elders? Wallah, if Allah give us one fraction of that taqwa also, say Ameen, respected elders. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Ya Allah, I'm not praising myself that I stopped the acts of zina, something on my own ability. Ya Allah, had you not diverted the evil plot in the evil scheme of that woman, oh Allah, my nafs is such I would have been involved in that act. So if a Nabi is not free from that, my respected elders, then what are you and I? Sahab, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba Ikram, none of you will enter into Jannah on the basis of his actions. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, we understood. Wala anta ya Rasulallah, O Nabi of Allah, what about you? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even I cannot enter into Jannah till Allah doesn't cover me with his mercy. I repeatedly mentioned this, respected elders. Ibrahim alayhi salam builds the Kaaba on the Amar of Allah, and then he says, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Ya Allah, I build the Kaaba, but I fear perhaps you reject it. Ya Allah, accept it. Ya Allah, accept it. Ya Allah, accept it. Today we read our namaz, and we under the impression, respected elders, that now we are entitled, that amlakum bara'atum min az-zubur, that Allah is to give us the ticket of Jannah. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ. Allah says, we accepted Yusuf's dua. And not only Yusuf's dua, we accept anyone's dua who makes dua to us. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Verily, my Allah responds to the dua. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahaba li ala al-kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. Ibrahim alayhi salam was age 120 and his wife was age 98 when Allah blessed him with a son. For how many years he made dua when Allah blessed him with the son? Then what did he say? My Allah accepts my dua. Today we make dua once and we say Allah doesn't accept our duas. The reason for that, my respected elders, let me just mention one thing. Nabi Paak Sahasam says in one hadith that many people, everything which is required for duas to be accepted is found in a man. Simplicity. He makes safar because in safar a dua is accepted. He comes and he holds the ghilaf of the Kaaba and he comes and he humiliates himself in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, mat'amuhu haram. His food is haram. His clothing are haram. The money that he came was earned through haram sources and through haram avenues. And then he comes and he holds the ghilaf of the Kaaba and then he makes dua. Nabi Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Fa anna yustajab." How can that man's dua be accepted? Today, respected elders, we earn. Allah forgive me, I don't want to criticize, I don't want to condemn. But this is a very important thing for us to understand. A man's earnings are haram. And then he purchases food with that haram earnings. And then the food is laid out on the dastarkhan. And then he has the audacity to tell his children, "Ke bismillah parine kao." Bismillah parine kao is like when a man is gambling, he says, take Allah's name and gamble. He is putting haram in front of his children and then he's saying, take Allah's name and consume that haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, is there any comparison? Can that man's dua ever be accepted? How can that man's dua be accepted? Then we sit and make dua, we question, why aren't our duas been accepted? إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Verily Allah accepts duas. It comes in the hadith, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ وَحَيَّكُمْ وَمَيِّتَكُمْ. If the living and the deceased, young and old, men and female, everyone gets together on one plane and everyone makes his heart desire, Allah, I want this, I want this, I want this. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا نَقَسَ ذَٰلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يُنْقَسُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحْرِ. It will not decrease and diminish my treasures. Like when a needle is put into a sea and it's taken out, the fraction of water that comes out comparatively to that ocean, not even so much of my treasures will be decreased. And anyone who makes dua to anyone besides Allah, Allah says, kabasati kaffay, is like a man who comes to the well and spreads his hand in front of the well. And then he says, water, water, liyablugha fa, that the water must reach his mouth. Wama huwa bibalighi, it will never reach his mouth. Respected elders, let us learn to take from Allah. Let us learn to draw from the treasures of Allah. Let us inculcate this and teach this to our children and our wives, that whenever there's any problem, directly let us perform 2 rakat salah and draw from the treasures of Allah. Innahu huwa sami'ul alim. Verily Allah Ta'ala is the all. Allah Ta'ala is the all-knowing and Allah Tabas Sami, Allah responds to everyone's dua. ثُمَّ بَدَالَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُ الْآيَاتِ لَيَسْجُنُنَّهُ حَتَّى حِينَ. Despite the innocence of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, but because the princess was involved and she had to protect her izzat, so there was only one way, was to get rid of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that this whole talk terminates, that now this discussion is gone. If he's gone into the jail, no one will know about him and my izzat will be protected, because that's how it works in the dunya, respected elders. That's how it works in the dunya, to protect a person. Today a man can do whatever crime it is, he gives ransom and he's set free. That is why Allah mentions this time again in the Quran, that let him not come with that frame of mind that he can disobey me and come and give ransom. وَإِنْ تَعْدِلْ كُلَّ عَدْلِ اللَّهِ يُؤْخَذْ مِنْهَا. If they must come with gold equivalent to this dunya and you must say, Allah, you saved me from Jahannam, I'm giving you so much. Allah says it will never be accepted. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. We have prepared a severe punishment. Never my money. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ. He will say, Ya Allah, here's my wife, here's my children. Ya Allah, take my wife and children and throw them in the midst of Jahannam and save me. Allah will say, Kalla. Then he will say, alright, Allah, leave me and my wife. Take this whole dunya and throw them. My wife, my children, and every person that is in Hashar, I'm not worried. Throw them and save me. Allah will say, Kalla, your abode is Jahannam. So in this dunya, a man will get away. Likewise, because it was the princess, so she had to protect herself. So Despite Yusuf alayhi salam was innocent, she herself acknowledged the fact that Yusuf alayhi salam was innocent. Then too, she decided that Yusuf alayhi salam was jailed, and he was jailed. And to protect himself from the disobedience of Allah, respected elders, he lived in the jail for many years. May Allah give us the tawfiq, respected elders, that when we are confronted with two things, one is the obedience of Allah, and one is material gain in the disobedience of Allah. May Allah give us the tawfiq that we ignore that material gain, respected elders, and we look at the amr of Allah Pak. And we
Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, see how Allah Pak tested the Sahaba Ikram. Oh Ali, I offer you 5,000 sheep, and on the other hand I teach you 5 words about Allah and Allah's Rasul. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, Khamsatu ala fi shat lamalun kathir. Oh Nabi of Allah, 5,000 sheep is a great commodity, there's no doubt about it. But the benefit of that 5,000 sheep is, as long as my eyes are open, the day my eyes will close, not one sheep will benefit me. Walakin allimni khamsatu kalimatin tanfa'uni fi dunya wal akhirah. But teach me 5 words, O Nabi of Allah.